faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, the folks at TPUSA are now working with a ratings firm to figure out how much damage they did to the NFL. Turns out it was quite a lot. Here's Andrew Colvay, who runs the place now, basically, on how it worked out.
We're talking 40, 50 million people tuned in to Turning Point USA's The All-American Halftime Show. So just an amazing, amazing success. And I will tell you, this is a shot across the bow. There are media executives, advertising executives all across the country that took note last night, and some of them are pretty nervous this morning. You assume about 125 million people tune in for the big game. Well, if you are an alternative programming option that just took 40 or 50 million eyeballs away from that, the ad implications, the ad dollar implications are huge. And this is so that's one win, just basically showing the world that you can do this.
Yeah, it's massive. So what they had were 26 million streams. And what they're doing is working with a Nielsen rating firm to figure out what does that translate to, a Nielsen-style rating firm, to ratings. Why? Because a lot of the left was making fun of them. Oh, you only got 25 million. First of all, if that was all the viewership you got, that would be absolutely devastating from an advertising point of view, right? But people aren't sitting there alone watching the Super Bowl. That's not how the Super Bowl is watched. Generally, I mean, I'm sure there's some guy who's doing it, but for the most part, no. So the factor that Nielsen, the ratings firm that we use for our ratings, uses is 2.5. You take each stream and you multiply it by 2.5. Why? Because it's assumed that groups are foregoing the Super Bowl. This is TPUSA's Andrew Colvay on their American halftime show, as opposed to the Democrat halftime show you saw at the stadium.
The second win, though, is like, hey, next year, we want to invite some of these big boys to come alongside us and help underwrite this so we can make it even bigger and better. I'm looking at you, Cabela's. I'm looking at you, Chevy. I'm looking at you. What brands are selling to the American heartland? They're selling to patriotic Americans. Help us do this thing and keep the pressure on. And listen, when you've got 40 to 50 million eyeballs on you, if you're a smart advertiser, you want to go where the eyeballs are. Sky's the limit. And when you start breaking down not just the numbers, Steve, but when you say, hey, institutional advertising, corporate America, when you break that stranglehold that the woke has had on the ad world, then you've done something really important. You've actually showed that there is a whole swath of the country that is underserved, and you're going to be rewarded if you serve them. And what happens then? You break the dam. You break the blockade, and culture starts changing in some serious ways.
Yeah, and that was the importance of this. Without a lot of effort, they didn't even announce the lineup till about a week and a half before the whole thing put together in a month. They pulled between 40 and 50 million viewers away from the NFL. Folks, that is a coup unlike anything I've ever seen. And it wasn't the only record they set.
Pretty blown away last night, especially as we saw those live stream concurrent numbers just keep climbing. I mean, I think there was like a million people before the show even started. And YouTube for the Turning Point channel alone got as high as 6.17 million live concurrents. If you add that up, we're actually working with a third-party firm right now this morning to find out what sort of a Nielsen equivalent would be for this. When you add up that live stream plus Rav's live stream plus on just YouTube, we're just talking YouTube. We're not talking about other broadcast channels or anything like this. And so it was Charlie's, Turning Points, Rav's. If you put those three streams together, I think you already have the number one YouTube stream of all time.
Damn.
But it was easily number two. We'll see if we were the number one live stream in the history of YouTube. That's not counting Rumble. That's not counting broadcast. That's not counting all of these other areas. So we know for a fact that about 25 million streams, which is amazing. And the way Nielsen does their numbers is they'll usually put a 2.5x on that because they're depending on groups watching it together.
Yeah, nobody is sitting there, or very few are sitting there watching the Super Bowl by themselves. Now, people were watching the game. This is what happened. They were watching the game, and then they switched away. from Gross Bunny, and they wanted to see something in English, and so they switched to TPUSA. This is, he's right, ad executives are going to sit up and take notice of this, so are the NFL. They may not say it, but they will. But this is so much bigger than the NFL. It's not just that. If you can throw something like this together in under a month, very minimal promotion compared to the NFL, and you can pull, and they're going to have the final numbers, they say, out by the end of the week, between 40 and 50 million eyeballs off the Super Bowl. What's the real size of the underserved audience in America? This stuff's not supposed to show. The Democrats have kept an absolute lock, and I've told you so many times on so many Battleground America podcasts on it, how through fear they drove woke into the culture. Because Americans don't want it. There was no other way to do it. So that's why the Human Rights Campaign would give you a score. Larry Fink, Vanguard, all of the big hedge funds, you didn't have 100% human rights score, and that outfit was run by Barack Obama's former campaign manager, then they're not buying your stock, doesn't matter how good you are. So what do you have to do? You have to put a bunch of Democrats inside your company. You have to turn over all your hiring data, all your marketing and targeting data. Your commercials must feature unrepresentative groups prominently. This is why all of the commercials, folks, there's no white people in them anymore. White men, if they're in them, it's as an object of derision. Oh, he's stupid. We have to help him, you know, explain how to use the product. That was Obama. And that was the carrot. The stick was, if you had a low human rights score, the SEC might come knocking at your door. Securities and Exchange Commission. And so terror ensued. We've documented all the ways this is going backward on this show. A 60% rejection in LGBTQ characters from last year to this one in streaming shows. Why? Well, those shows were made the year before. What? The Reign of Terror by Biden and Joe Biden and Barack Obama was still in place. They're afraid it will hurt their score. And now all of a sudden you got the federal government knocking on your door. Hey, you know what? We need some tax data. They faked the culture like they fake everything else. And this right here was a massive reveal about the size of the actual consumer audience out there that they have had to repress through fear, through the use of the government on the one hand and politics on the other. Remember we saw as soon as Trump was elected, all those DEI departments from Caterpillar to Ford, all of them just fired. Those were Obama's people ensconced as minders inside these companies. They weren't scared anymore that if they fired Obama's people, because they're a bunch of jackboot thugs, that they would get some kind of investigation. Remember what even Mark Zuckerberg told us on Joe Rogan? He was afraid. They'd call me screaming. They were launching investigations. I had to censor you. I knew what you were saying was true. It's all the same thing, but it stretches through Hollywood and programming. And it's ending. And folks, this right here was an absolute body blow to that entire system. As advertisers got to look, 50 million strong watch that TPUSA. 50 million, between 40 and 50 million. Again, very little promotion, relatively speaking, very little lead time. And now Culver's saying, I want to know what I'm doing next year. I think I'll walk off with 100 million. Let's see if we can do that. They can. It's there. We've always been there. We've always been the majority of the country. And at the Super Bowl, it showed. Let me put it all together, Lee. There's a monstrous battle going on right now. Not between Democrats and Republicans, between Republicans in the House and the Uniparty. Basically, John Thune, who's a Bush guy, open borders guy, Mitch McConnell's corpse, and the Democrats in order to keep voter fraud alive, in order to keep open borders alive. I'm going to replay this for you. This is Valor CEO Antonio Gracias, member of DOGE, on what they found. Remember, Joe Biden had to sneak the illegals on to the welfare rolls. So what did he do? Well, he broke two laws. Illegals can't go on welfare rolls, 1994 legislation, and he gave them Social Security numbers illegally, so they would be undetectable. When they did that, the Democrats signed them up to vote. They put them on the voter rolls.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where'd all those people come from?
Well, it made my jaw drop, too, when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse, and to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America, and we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
Okay, that was three Republican states, Lee. Kristi Noem has since updated it, head of Department of Homeland Security. There's 9 million on with the fake Social Security numbers, not five. They're voting, and we damn well know it. This is a war. I'm not even sure the illegals are voting. I think Democrats are voting for them, especially with mail-in ballots, yes. Okay? Now, pay attention to this. This is all going on behind the scenes. You see, Democrats are going wild on Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's running around the country picking up voting machines, not just here, but in Puerto Rico, in Georgia. Democrats are panicking. Okay, all of this is related to the SAVE Act. All right, I want to play this for you because this is stunning. John Solomon, Just the News, the only one doing anywhere real reporting that doesn't involve Nancy Guthrie in this country. And he is talking about something I am obsessed with, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast. The announcement last year by Kash Patel that the FBI had gotten a tip, had done several interviews, in fact, that the Chinese were creating fake licenses. And I'm talking hundreds of thousands, shipping them in tranches using data they scraped off TikTok. The licenses, Lee, are indistinguishable from the real thing, and they were being sent in for absentee ballot fraud to elect Democrats, okay? Well, an enterprising FBI agent sits down, starts interviewing tipsters about this. FBI panics, closes the investigation, and wipes all evidence of it off their systems. But they've got a problem. Customs and Border Patrol in Chicago caught a tranche of 19,000 of these licenses. Mm-hmm.
19,000.
Yes, to be used for voter fraud. They know that. So you have the Democrats and Chinese cooperating on voter fraud. Okay, this is John Solomon, investigative reporter for The Hill. He's got his own site now, Just the News, talking about this last week, that this is what Tulsi Gabbard is digging into. Everybody on The Hill knows it. And that's what the SAVE Act is about, to secure the election. So Democrats and the Chinese Communist Party, but then I repeat myself, they're the same people, can't steal another election. Here's John Solomon explaining what's going on DC with all in DC with all this.
We were told by Chris Wright and other officials after the 2020 election, we had a perfect election. There were no major foreign intrusions or foreign attempted intrusions in the 2020 election. Then we learned from Kash Patel a couple of months ago that China was sending driver's licenses into the United States in 2020 in hopes that they could be used to create fake ballot registrations. That is a second really significant intrusion. Both of those are run contrary to what Chris Wray and other Homeland Security officials gave us as statements during the time. I believe that the President of the United States is soon going to be briefed by Tulsi Gabbard and other intelligence officials, based on my reporting, about additional intrusions, significant large-scale intrusions into various forms of our election system. Now, I'm not talking about getting a machine and flipping the vote, but maybe getting enough of state voter databases that a foreign power could work with people on the ground in the United States to fill out fake registrations for people who are on dirty voter rolls. Those licenses that were sent into Chicago were going to be used to make absentee ballot applications, according to the FBI predicate. By the way, Chris Wray's FBI didn't look at that. They shut it down.
Everybody knows this, okay? This is the real battle on the SAVE Act, which has been blocked by John Thune and Mitch McConnell's corpse They're unfortunately Republicans, Lee, for 300 days. So that has radicalized the House, which I'm very pleased about. They're taking all the parts. They've already passed it twice, right? They're taking all the parts of the bill into a more radical bill in a good way. And they are working to pass it again. Why? To intimidate John Thune and Mitch McConnell's corpse into dropping the filibuster, nuking the filibuster, and allowing a vote. Thune and McConnell are trying to protect the Democrat fraud machine. And so when you look at what's trending on X right now, it's an absolute meltdown over Thune blocking this and a demand, get rid of the filibuster, nuke the filibuster. We've done it before just for this vote. Now, here's the background, Lena, and then I want to get you to react to this. Everybody's talking about voter ID. Yes, absolutely. You need voter ID to vote to stop this. You need to have to prove your citizenship to get on the rolls. But it is actually the other parts of the bill I think they're more afraid of. It mandates that these Democrats turn their rolls, all of it, the internal stuff too, that's not outward facing, the details that are not published, turn their rolls over to the federal government for inspection. Right now, Trump is suing 21 Democrat states to get those rolls. Why? They're hiding the 9 million who are voting.
Right.
Or they're voting for him, which is what I suspect is going on. The other reason Trump needs it, he needs the big picture, okay? Because what we've caught them doing in California, I'm going to get into this as the show unfolds, they're registering the same person in multiple places, in states, inside of states like different counties, but also across states. We can nuke all of this. We need Mitch McConnell to either die or get out of the way. And we need John Thune to shut up and allow the filibuster to be nuked. 83% of Americans want this. Over 70% of blacks, over 70% of Democrats. This is the uniparty's last stand. They cannot get their open border agenda, keep it alive, if the Democrats aren't propped up. I'm here to tell you, this SAVE Act passes, Trump gets those voter rolls, it's going to shock the conscience of the American people who's on them and who's voted. Mm-hmm. The whole House will fall down. Now, the better part would be if we could do what Elon Musk wants and completely end mail-in voting, except for extreme cases like literally you're in the hospital.
Yeah. Or for the military overseas.
Of course, for them too. Right. But other than that, no, very rare use of it. If we do the two things, even just the SAVE Act, you're going to see congressional districts you thought were blue flip to purple or red. You're going to see states you thought were blue flip to purple or red. It's that radical when you get into numbers this big.
Well, and what you've got, though, is the mainstream media and some conservative media, supposedly conservative media, talking about Trump trying to influence the election and trying to throw people off the voter rolls. No. He wants to take people who either are not alive, do not exist, or illegally on those rolls from being removed. That's what's going on. It is election integrity. And when Trump talks about election integrity, this is what he's talking about.
Yes.
Photo ID for voters and proving that you're a U.S. citizen to vote. There's nothing radical or illegal or unconstitutional or unethical or racist about either of those two things. Period. End of story. It is pretty much what is done in every other country that holds some type of election around the world to begin with. You have to prove who you are, and you have to prove that you are that you are a citizen. That's not radical, but that's all that this would really do.
Coming up, Mitch McConnell instituted something called the lazy veto back when his brain was still working, and lazy filibuster, lazy silent filibuster. This has just been in the last like 12 years to help Democrats block our legislation. And John Solomon's calling him out on this. John Thune is getting absolutely blistered. We have got to nuke the filibuster. Here's the other thing. I just heard the Lindsey Graham commercial. We're going to have a vote on the floor on my sanctuary bill. Yes, go fail too, buddy. And you know that. You know that, you snake. You know it. You know it's going to fail unless you demand Thune nuke the filibuster for the vote outlawing sanctuary cities. Lindsey's not doing that. There's no record of him doing that. He's trying to fool you. So you know what? Lindsey Graham, I know they tell you what I say. Prove me wrong. And I will praise you. I do that when you get it right. Prove me wrong. Go on the record, bud. Ask John Thune to nuke the filibuster for the SAVE Act and nuke it for your sanctuary cities bill. We're not stupid, honey. We know how you operate. We know you're fake. Prove me wrong. And I will praise you to no end. Do it. Do it. He won't do it because he's an open border zealot and he wants to fool you. He thinks you're not smart enough to figure it out. We'll see. Democrats have the power they have for one reason, and that's because what's left of the Bush-era uniparty protects them. Those guys, the open border zealots, they are old. Some of them are almost dead, like Mitch McConnell and John Thune, and they stand in the way. They have been around long enough. They're in leadership. This is the last gasp of the globalist open borders uniparty. They know. John Thune knows, because he's Bush cabal, knows the Democrats cannot win honest elections. We got our first sign of that. It's all coming together, folks. A week ago, gosh, week and a half now, when the real census came out, not the fake one. See, the real numbers have been hidden for a while by the fraud, by the mathematician who had constructed this bizarre formula that led to not counting Republicans, but overcounting Democrats. We had to sue. It took 3 years. He said it was a very private formula. And he couldn't tell us what it was because it might hurt people's privacy or something. Yeah, that was a crock. The Constitution is very clear. One person, one count, one vote. Not Democrat formulas. Well, when they finally got rid of it, because Trump's in office, they did one of these interim counts, right? So the lower level count estimate. You know how much of a seat swing we should have without the fraud? Just by counting bodies. Even with the illegals, we should have 17. Should be a swing of 17 seats. That was stolen from you. You are a repressed people. We are. What does that mean? That begins to lift the curtain. How are Democrats running par for par with us then? Fraud. McConnell doesn't know anything. He's almost dead. John Thune knows a lot. McConnell's evil staff knows. This is what they get paid for. You can't have open borders if Democrats don't win enough seats to then glom together with the uniparty. That is what is going on right now. John Solomon, Just the News, broke this down, okay? The pressure on John Thune is intense. He is in name only, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, okay? Watch something. Lindsey Graham will not ask Thune to lift the filibuster. So, you know, he sponsored this. Oh, I'm going to get rid of sanctuary cities bills. He knows it's not going to pass. He's not going to get past the filibuster, which is a mandatory 60 vote threshold. He also knows the SAVE Act's not going to pass. He's still an open border zealot. Now, if Lindsey Graham wants to help and stop playing stupid games because he's in a primary, I want to see on the record, Senator, you and your sidekick, Tim Scott, absolutely useless individual whose honeymoon I think has gone 6 months now. I don't know where the hell that guy is. Demand Thune lift the filibuster for those votes. Lindsey's sanctuary bill. Sir, I will whip your bill for you. I will get it passed for you using the text line. We've done it before. But you got to ask Thune publicly to lift that filibuster or you're full of it. And we need it lifted for the SAVE Act. But neither Tim Scott nor Lindsey Graham has asked for that. Why? They want it to fail. It's trifling. Look it up in the Urban Dictionary. Trying to look like you're trying while deliberately failing. John Solomon explains what's going on right now, and it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. We've never seen this, okay? The Republicans in the House are whipping together a nuclear-level SAVE Act. Voter ID, the Democrats cannot hide their voter rolls anymore as they're doing right now. They've got to turn them over to the federal government for inspection. They've got to be purged of illegals, and they've got to be purged of duplicate voters, old voters. They've got to be purged, but you got to turn them over. Mitch McConnell's corpse and John Thune are protecting them, but the pressure is intense. Here's John Solomon talking about how John Thune and Mitch McConnell's corpse are protecting the Democrats right now and their voter fraud.
It's going to get through the House, according to Scalise and to Chip Roy, and it will be sent over to the Senate. And then there's a two-part process in the Senate to make this a reality. The first is The Democrats are going to filibuster. It's time to go back to what a filibuster was meant to be. You got to stand on your feet and talk until you drop. And the second you drop, the filibuster's over. There's a lot of old senators. They ain't going to be able to keep up a 4 or 5 or 10 or 14-week thing. Mitch McConnell created the lazy filibuster. Just say I'm filibustering and you don't have to do it. That's ridiculous. That's not what our founding fathers ever intended. It's not what the Clay debates and other great moments in American history where we have lazy senators who now want to have fake filibusters. The first opportunity is for conservatives who want this done to pressure John Thune to make it a standing and talking filibuster again. That will wear down the Democrats. They might hold on for 5 or 6 weeks, but eventually they're going to run out. And when they run out, each of them gets two turns within a few weeks. You can get a simple majority vote. And that's step one. And step two is getting the Republicans on board to approve these three common sense provisions that 80% of Americans support.
Yeah. And the other thing Mitch McConnell did, filibuster was very rarely used. That's how it was meant by the founders. And he made it so it's used for everything with the rules changes. Again, we can also nuke it temporarily. Democrats did it in 2013. Republicans did it in 2017 for just one vote. We can do that. And they know it. Lindsey Graham knows it, too. But he doesn't want a sanctuary bill to pass. That's why he's not calling on Thune to nuke the filibuster. So we need Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott to stop pretending they don't know any of this is going on, get on board, and demand Thune nuke the filibuster. In the meantime, we can increase the pressure on John Thune, Senator John Thune, the last of the Bush holdouts, by calling his office and lighting him up. Be very nice, but be firm. You know the game. You want the filibuster nuke lifted. You don't care how he does it. And you want a vote on the SAVE Act. You want a vote on the SAVE Act. Here's the number. 605-334-9596.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.